As long as we're mentioning that before we get into the other issue with CLL and your other case scenario, again, in terms of this initial issue with CLL, in terms of how you approach it, can you kind of describe a situation? You mentioned the issue of renal impairment. What about the issue of patients who are getting, for example, bendamustine rituximab, still a common upfront regimen, in terms of, I see all kinds of differences, and I'm not sure if this is just related to infusion reaction or in some way related to potential TLS, holding the rituximab, delaying the rituximab. Any comments about that whole issue?
Sure. So I would separate tumor lysis syndrome and risk for tumor lysis syndrome from infusion-related reactions that we see with the monoclonal antibodies. So rituximab, obinutuzumab, ofatumumab, all of the CD20 antibodies will give infusion-related reactions. Those usually manifest as fever, chills, hypotension. You can see hypertension. You don't necessarily see electrolyte abnormalities. You don't typically see renal failure in those situations. And we will usually pre-medicate to reduce the risk for those infusion-related reactions. We use steroids for the various CD20 antibodies as pre-medication. For example, for obinutuzumab, the first dose is split, so you give 100 milligrams on day one and then 900 milligrams on day two for their first dose of obinutuzumab in order to reduce the risk for those infusion-related reactions that you see with that CD20 antibody in CLL.
What are you accomplishing by separating it from the chemo, for example, the bendamustine?
So typically, it's a logistic issue. With the first dose, patients will typically have infusion-related reactions. It takes longer to get that first dose in, so rather than being able to get it in 4 hours, or with rituximab, on subsequent doses for rituximab, we can get it in 90 minutes. On the first day for the first cycle, usually there are infusion-related reactions with those CD20 antibodies that delay the infusion. And so logistically, it makes more sense to give the chemotherapy starting on the second day of treatment. So most of our frontline regimens where we're giving a CD20 antibody, we'll give the CD20 antibody on day one first, and then the chemo comes in on day two.
Interesting.